Welcome to Shoot the Breeze with Alexandria Marie. Please be sure to follow me on Instagram at AlexandriaMarie_talks. Shoot the Breeze with Alexandria Marie is a podcast where we will discuss everyday topics that are affecting the Black community, from mental health, education, sexuality, spectrum disorder, the Black dollar, the Black culture, Black businesses, Black relationships, and more. This is Shoot the Breeze with Alexandria Marie, and remember, what consumes your mind controls your life. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, to Shoot the Breeze with Alexandria Marie, and I am your host, Alexandria Marie. So, how many of us stand in front of a mirror every morning and dissect our bodies? How many of us scrutinize and, you know, beat ourselves up because of the way we look or don't look? And how many more of us do absolutely nothing about that? So you're 20, 30 pounds overweight or more, and you don't do anything about it. But how many of us fall into cycles? Whether that cycle is binge eating, binge drinking, or, you know, promiscuous encounters with others to just prove to ourselves that we are worthy, that we are beautiful. And how many of us become depressed because of it? The media has depicted beauty as, you know what, to tell you the truth, right now, the beauty looks like an ant. You know, small waist, badass, you know, small legs, like an ant. And I'm sorry, I don't want to look like an ant. But we still have where white media wants us to be a size 2, you know, and a size 4, honestly, is too much. I'm well over that, you know. But I wanted to bring someone on that, let me tell you guys, in my eyes, she is the epitome of positive body image. She's a warrior. She has gone through so much in her life. You know, she has had complications to 2 failed kidney transplants. You know, severe edema from her waist down, 100 plus surgeries and procedures. Kidney disease is no joke. But through it all, she has come out even stronger. She and I follow each other on Instagram. And let me tell you, she's such a beauty. Inside and out, guys. She is such a beauty, a loving soul. And I'm so glad to have her on. I needed this episode. You know, today I woke up and I went to the park, you know, did quick workout for about an hour, walked 3+ miles at a steady pace. You know, I wasn't trying to outdo anybody. And I kept saying to myself, I'm going to lose this
this weight that I've put on due to COVID because I'm not out and about as much as I used to. And I mean, I'm a few pounds overweight, have a gut, I've had kids, I have stretch marks, but man, I couldn't do what she does. And she has scars, and she'll rock her two-piece, she'll rock her little crop top. And I've seen women heavier than me rock their crop tops. And don't get me wrong, I have confidence, you know, but not with that, especially when, you know, you've dated people. Like, some people don't mind, but, you know, other people that I've dated, when I entered the relationship, I probably was a certain weight. And, you know, women, we go up and down, and when I start to go up a little bit, there was always comments. Oh, just make sure you don't gain too much weight, or this or that. Do you want to work out? Like, you know, little slick comments. And ladies, we all know it just makes us feel horrible. And guys, I know you guys go through this as well. My audio engineer, you know, I don't want to put his business out there, but he's struggled with weight. And there's many, many, many men that I know that have struggled with weight and the scrutiny that we endure from our loved ones. And it's not just people I've dated. Now, my family, like, if I put a little weight on me, that's fine. But I'm known to be slender, you know, way, way back. And I'm not talking about so way back. Like, I can drop weight like that. And when I do, they're just like, why do you look so skinny? Why are you not eating? Are you stressed or this or that? I'm like, no, do you guys not remember that even after my daughter, I went to the gym and the most I had weighed was like 125, 126. When I have weight on me, a substantial amount, that's when I'm not feeling that great. There's nothing wrong with having a little weight on you, but when I have a little weight on me, I'm 5'2", so I don't feel that great. And now, knowing that I have asthma, it's not fun, you know? And that's my culture, you know, being Haitian American. When you're skinny or thin, you're sick. You know, no, I'm not sick. I'm healthier. But I don't want to ramble on anymore. I am super excited to bring her on. Again, she is a wonderful soul. She is beautiful. She's still battling this kidney disease. It's going to be an uphill battle for the rest of her life. Sun-kissed chocolate skin. I'm telling you guys, sun-kissed chocolate skin, okay? And, you know, she has a low cut. She doesn't really try to rock the wigs or anything like that. I mean, she is a natural beauty. She does not need makeup, but when she puts it on, honey, let me tell you. Yes. So without further ado, you guys, please help me bring on to the show Miss Brittany Collins.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you got on.
No, because I was having an issue with, it was like something about my microphone. I was like, wait, but my microphone is on. So I ended up fixing it and figuring out what it was.
Yeah. Oh, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad that I have you on. But before we start, did you see this nonsense about, is Jill Scott sexually appealing?
I did briefly see that. I was like, what are people talking about? She's absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, she is. And have you seen her smile? Like, her smile can light up the room.
Everything.
Everything.
Her aura, just everything. I love everything about Jill Scott.
And
Everything.
nerve. I don't even know who this guy is. I guess he's like
I think
a
it's like a football player, I
man,
think.
he's a football player, yes.
Yeah.
Because I had to
Yeah.
quickly look. He goes and says, oh, I wasn't fat shaming or this or that.
Yeah,
But then
right.
look at his tweets, and his tweets are, and by no means is she ugly, but yeah, really sexually aroused by her. And he says, so it's an
Terrible.
thing. I got it.
Terrible.
As if
Just
bitch
absolutely
can't
ridiculous.
be beautiful. This is why she's on here, you guys. Because I mean, like I said, you'll get a chance to hear the intro when you listen to the podcast. But I said you were like, I think I said sun-kissed chocolate drop. Like, because your skin, so I don't know if it's like photography or how, I don't know, but
No, that's my, yeah, that's glowing over here. Yes.
oh God, it's working for you. It is beautiful.
Thank you.
It's really, really working for you. So
Thank you.
I did give a little bit about you, but I'm sure our listeners would want to hear about you and, you know, a quick bio, your struggles and everything like that from you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brittany. Let's see. I am actually a licensed phlebotomist. That's my career right now. And I also do modeling on the side. That's my hobby. Also, doing all of that, being independent on my own. I'm also a dialysis patient who's battling end-stage kidney disease. I've been on dialysis for 15 years. It's going to be 16 years this year. I had two kidney transplants in the past, which both failed. I'll get into that a little later. But yeah, that's basically about me. Just battling that, but at the same time also living my life as much as as possible. So,
Exactly. I wanted to have her on here about positive body image because, you know, I see your pictures. You don't have that much on Instagram, but let me tell you, what she has on Instagram is fierce. Okay? She is courageous. You really, really are.
thank
And
you.
she has like scars, you guys. Like, you have a few scars, and I have two kids, so I have stretch marks. I could not, like, I see her rock her two-piece. I'm like, yes, girl, give it to them, honey. And I'm like, I wish I had that. I could boss people around all day, tell them what to do, get, you know, business done and all that. But me going outside, So
Yeah, that took a
when
lot. It did take a lot for me to accept these, the scars and the stretch marks, just because of basically what I've been through with the trauma and surgeries and multiple surgeries and just what I went through with the transplants and everything. Just I had to accept it because I know that wasn't that was that that was wasn't my control, or what happened or anything like that. So it's just something that I had to accept and know that was it's a part of me. And it'll always be a part of me.
So speak to us ladies that, you know, we have like those scars and those tiger marks that, you know, they're natural. Even men get them because of weight gain. Where do you find your courage for your positive body image?
Honestly, it basically it's a process, it takes time and but it really forces you out of your comfort zone and me accepting it basically I just had to I just wanted to accept it and know that what I've been through like the struggle and the surgeries and everything know how to explain it.
the spot here.
Basically, I just over time, I just had to honestly ex accept it and just and love my body overall. Like, with the with the transplant and everything, I had complications. My body swelled up. I gained about 40 pounds of fluid. I'm already a small girl,
Oh,
and
wow.
it stretched me out from my waist down, to my legs and my feet. And it was a lot. And then, at the age of 18, I was under 90 pounds. I had a lot of flappy skin,
Wow.
from, my waist down to my legs. But and it was hard. I felt unattractive. I felt, my self-confidence and self-esteem was all-time low. So that was something that I struggled with for a long time.
But you're
But
here.
yeah, I'm here. That's the thing. I'm happy. I'm grateful. So grateful to be here, still living and just trying to live my life. I definitely, like, over time, I got into working out, keeping myself active. And that has definitely, like, improved my overall quality of life, as well as just build my confidence more, especially with my body. And so
Got
def
any
so
workout pointers for us?
squats, do your squats, and get your push-up game up, ladies, too. Push-ups. That is squats and your push-ups. That's what really helped me get back, on track. Like, I'm not all the way there, but I'm grateful to be where I'm at now than compared to like I was 6 to 7 years ago. So that
So why modeling? Is that something you're really trying to step into, or is that just like a hobby of yours?
I definitely want to step into it more. As a child, though, I was a child model. My parents got me into that when I was younger. I modeled for the am I so familiar with the company Sears? I know they're probably like out of business right now, probably.
I think
But
they are.
yeah, the store Sears. Parents got me in there. I modeled for the clothing brand Oshkosh B'gosh Kids. Anybody
That's
who's
still
familiar
around,
with
yeah.
that? Yes. So I was an Oshkosh B'gosh kid. So I was doing that for a while, until I guess there was a my parents were telling me there was a fashion runway show that I was in, and apparently I guess I must have got freaked out by all the flashing lights and cameras, and I ran off the stage to my parents. So I guess then they're probably like, oh, maybe this isn't for her. But I did that, like, from age like 4 to 6, I did the modeling thing for them. And right now I'm just jumping in. I'm jumping back into it now. I started it. I began almost like 2 years ago, just building my portfolio. And I figured I'd just take another shot at it and see where it goes. And I love it. I love being in front of the camera and doing my thing. And hopefully, it can be something big.
Right.
So, and at the same time, use my modeling platform to encourage, others, to, you have these scars or you have these little, imperfections, but
Imperfections.
they're a part of you, and just to learn to love them and flaunt it, flaunt it and be happy.
Yeah. We need that. We definitely do need that.
Yes.
So, how do you handle the looks from strangers, when you go out with your like halter tops and shorts and things like that?
Yeah, at that earlier on, I was like, I was never gonna wear any shorts or dresses, ever again at that time when I was younger, because the scars were really, to me, horrendous to me back then. And I was like, I'm never gonna wear none of that and this and that. But I remember back, I had started college, my first year of college, in 2007, and I went to the College of St. Elizabeth in Morristown. I definitely got a lot of looks from people there because, one, I was super, super skinny. I looked a little sickly, and people were assuming that, like, I was on drugs and things like that, and which was just, it was horrible. It was horrible at that time. But over nowadays and over the years, like, I don't really care. I wear shorts, I wear skirts, I wear dresses, I wear my halter tops. And if people look, I don't really care. Like, if I don't mind if you want to just come and ask me, I don't mind telling you about it, just as long as I will be, it would be more respectful, if you did just come in, someone just came and just say and just asked me, like, okay, hey, like, what's going on? Or, you're okay, what is that? Then I wouldn't mind at all telling, people about that, because that's how much more I'm comfortable now. I'm very much comfortable in the skin I am.
That's
So,
good.
yeah.
Well, I mean, I could tell from those pictures
Yeah,
that you are
super
very,
comfortable
very
now.
comfortable.
Yes. Comfortable.
Again, I couldn't, but maybe one day, maybe when I get back
Yes.
to the body I had after I had my daughter, because after I had my daughter, I was still good. I was 130, I was under 130, nice little abs. Maybe one if I get back to that. I'll be
That's my
motivated.
target. That's actually my target. We actually be between 120 and 130. That's my goal. So I'm hoping to get there
How
soon in
much
the
you
next
weigh
couple of years.
now?
I am 100 pounds.
100 pounds, girl.
Yes, it's a struggle. It's such a struggle to gain weight. It
How
is
tall
such
are
a
you?
struggle. I'm 5'2". I'm short too.
Oh, okay. So that's fine. 100 pounds, the doctors
Yeah.
ain't gonna call you that small. They want you to be around 110 pounds. Like, that's what society thinks is
I
okay.
know, but I still need to put some meat on these bones still. Trying, so
So you touched a little bit on dating. How is dating?
dating is not a thing for me at the moment.
Really?
But yeah, especially with all this going on. I was in a 7-year relationship,
Oh, okay.
yeah, back like in 2019, so recently, just yeah, that. But I haven't got really back into that, especially now with all this going on, like,
Right.
so whatever is meant for me will be for me.
But at least
So
you
I'm just,
had somebody for 7 years.
yes, absolutely, absolutely. That was great for that. But right now, like, for now, I'm just focusing on myself and investing in myself, and just, I realize that you can't be anything to anyone if I'm nothing to myself.
That is correct.
You got to. So that's where I'm at with that.
So, what have you been doing during this pandemic?
Basically, I haven't really, since I'm a phlebotomist, like, work hasn't really stopped for me, like, completely. So I have been working. The hours, my hours has been, like, reduced. I was working maybe about 2 to 3 days out the week, so it wasn't much hours, but I still was working. But the majority of time that I was home, I had that time for myself, like, to self-reflect, self-care, just to reevaluate my life. A lot of meditating, a lot of just self-reflection and everything like that. So I definitely took that downtime, or this downtime, with the pandemic and everything, just to really focus on me and self-care.
Right.
and everything like that. So, also with that, I started making candles. Yeah, I
Oh,
started making candles, and that's been
I
keeping me,
want
yes, that's been keeping me like pretty focused and everything. So I haven't launched yet, but I will be launching in the next like week or two. That, so
Nice.
look out for what is it? Oh, Enlightened Candles by Brit. So look out for that.
Ooh. What are the
Look out for that.
scents? Because my nose is very sensitive,
Oh, okay.
as
So
is my skin and everything.
I have the basic. I have lavender, the lavender scent. I have jasmine. I have sweet pea. What else do I have? I have two scents that are like inspired by Victoria's Secret, Amber Rose, and Love Spell. For the ladies who's familiar with that. I also have white linen and sparkling lemon. So far, those are my scents so far. So working on different ones, but so far that's what I have made.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be looking out
Thank
for that.
you.
Of course, I'm always here for my Black brothers and sisters. Always helping,
Amen.
always promoting. Of course. If we don't help each other, then who will?
Who
Not
will?
white
Yep.
America.
Exactly. That's the truth. That is the truth.
So, you have kidney disease, yes. So that would be
Yes.
considered a disability, correct?
Yes. Yes.
So
Yes.
how do you handle that when it comes to, well, you are employed now, but how did you handle that before when it came to looking for employment?
Yeah, a lot of people, like if I did bring it up and they were like, oh, maybe this isn't for you, and this and this and that, and the workload, and I'm like, that was really definitely a struggle with that. People not believing in as far as like me handling the workload because of my disability or so-called disability or anything, but yeah, that was definitely a struggle. As far as finding work, it took me almost like a year or 2 years to find work. Once I was literally back on my feet from, everything that happened with me with transplants and everything like that, it was definitely a struggle with that. But when I did, I found a great job now, and they're very considerate. They're very they understand. They basically really understand what I go through, that if I need to take time off, they give me the time off that I need. But honestly, like I'm a hard worker in general. Like I do, and I push myself to be the best that I can be. I know times, like I know my limitations and everything. I know when I can't, or when I'm no when I'm just don't have the energy to do it and stuff like that. So they're understanding of that, but at the same time, I do my work. I put in the work that I need to, and I'm dedicated to what I do. And that's what, and they see that too at the same time. So, they're very appreciative of me, and they love me as far as work.
That's good. That's good that
So,
they're accommodating. I know many
yes,
companies
yes.
aren't.
Aren't no, they let you go in the drop of a dime when you're sick or you're,
Right.
anything. So,
Oh, trust me. I know. I used to be in
yep.
retail, and you would gain all this sick time, especially because I was in retail management, and you couldn't take time off.
Terrible.
Like it would be like the end of the world if you wanted to take a weekend off. I was like, excuse me? No.
I'm trying to slave you to work all day, every day.
I ain't no slave. I
Yeah.
thought slavery ended, but I guess I was wrong.
Definitely not. Right. Yeah.
What do you think, with everything that's going on in the world right now, with George Floyd and Tiana Rice, just like everything. What do you think that needs to happen to stop, racism towards our people?
Well, first and foremost, like all lives don't matter until Black lives matter. And people who are out here saying, oh, all lives matter or whatever, are just plain ignorant, plain just ignorant. Like
Yes.
people, like seriously, like we need to stop the stereotyping off of colors, people color of skin, and also, prejudgment of others, and it's people just need to stop. Like, and as well as, the media, we have to stop giving into how the media portrays us, as always the either the angry black bitter woman or the angry black man, like, because they're definitely pushing those agendas to allow others, to think of our race as that one thing. So
Right.
the media definitely pushes that agenda as well, and they play a part, a big part in this as well. Like, yeah, like that's just, yeah. And also, like, they want us to tear each other down and destroy our own communities. We shouldn't, we gotta, like, not give them that power. Like, let's not give them that power to do that.
Right.
Because
We've been giving
that's what
them
they want
that.
us to do.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
As a community, as a race, we've been doing that. And we want to preach that all Black lives matter,
Matter.
but that's not the case even within our community. Since 26, we've had so many trans women, trans Black women die by the hands of Black men due to transphobia,
That's right.
xenophobia, homophobia. And this is, they're using all of this. There's a trans man, no, trans woman now, I'm sorry. And I think she was just elected in office in,
Oh yeah.
and she's white, and there's so many trans white people out there that are in art and entertainment, and it's just now that we are coming into light, even though in the late 70s that we were on the cover of, not we, I'm not trans, but Black trans people were on the covers of magazines, and they had to hide the fact that they were trans. We didn't get to know until like later on. And I feel like it's a lack of representation of
Absolutely.
Black trans that is causing trans phobia, homophobia, and xenophobia. But at the end of
Definitely.
the day, we don't band together. I mean, you
No.
have, even like with the, like I'm Caribbean, so even within the Caribbean community, you have like these Caribbeans don't like these Caribbeans, and then you have like Blacks that don't like Caribbeans, and then you have like Africans, like people from Africa
You
that
don't like
are Blacks that don't like African Americans, so. And white people see this, and this is what they're counting on. They're counting on us to divide within
Each other.
ourselves and to basically kill ourselves. And that's what we're doing. They don't have to do anything. The Karens could sit down and just honestly, they don't got to do anything. I don't know why the
Those
Karens
are
keep coming out.
I know this is crazy. Do you follow that page, Karen's Gone Wild on IG?
No, but I think I've seen
There's
like
a
I've
page.
seen them. I'd
Oh
some of
goodness.
their posts, but I'm not feeding into that. I'm not feeding into the Karens.
It's
I can't.
crazy.
Because if
It's
I come
crazy.
across a Karen, I'm gonna
Oh
tell you,
yeah.
she better hope that she better hope there's a cop within like less than 6 feet away, because Karen's going down. I'm not even gonna sit there and try to tape the whole encounter. There's no time for the taping. You come at me sideways, especially if I have my kids with me. Oh no.
Crazy.
There's a
Yeah, but
no.
yeah, basically it starts from within. It starts with us. Like, we have to take care of the root of the problem, which is in our communities as well, within us. Everyone has to play everyone has a part to play in this, and we have to continue to educate, and educate ourselves, work on our mental health, our physical health, and just spread love together. This world needs love. Like, everyone needs love. We just got to come together
Yeah,
and spread love. Like,
we really need to do that. And we need to stop tearing up our
our
communities
own communities. Yes.
exactly
Yes.
when there's riots, you know? I personally, I get that there's always casualties in war, but I don't feel as though we should be the casualties within
She's
this war.
yes. Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
what does black culture mean to you?
Black culture means to me, I think of it, it's crazy, I think of it as like a good old like family cookout, that feeling when you're at a family cookout, when your family's there, you got your dads and the uncles on the grill, you got the whole
I
spread of
wouldn't know.
foods. No.
No, I would not know.
So just, I just, that's what I take it as, you got the spread of foods, you got good music, dancing, card games, laughing, just having fun, and most importantly, like, it means unity. Like, you have your family, you have your friends together, you're all unified and in love and just having a good time together. That's like what I take with black culture, like, unity, everybody just together in a big old cookout.
So how do you feel about the media or certain members of the white media that take our culture and call it as theirs?
That's a problem. Because they like, as if we say, if we dress a certain way or we have our hairstyle a certain way, it's considered ghetto, but then to them it's considered a fab, or something like a trend, and that's just wrong. It's wrong. Like, I don't see why, like, that for them, when they can dress up or wear their hair a certain way, like how we wear ours, and they get all the praise, and oh, it turned into a whole trend for them, but for us, we
It's
get laughed
dirty,
at.
it's
Yeah, dirty, it's
messy, it's
ghetto. Yes,
unkept, it's
not
ghetto.
egg exactly
Even
exactly
though braids have an actual history behind it, they don't care. You
They
know,
don't
we
care.
used to use our braiding styles as maps, and messages
Yes.
to other slaves. They don't care about that. They
No,
don't care about all that.
no, at all.
Yeah.
They just want to use it and be fetishize, all that.
Right. They
So.
want to tan themselves 5 shades away from being orange. Maybe one shade away from being orange. And then have their little blonde braids and their little butt injections. Again, I have no problem with you wanting to look like us. My issue is you are not giving us credit. That's my only issue. I know that we are kings and queens and gods and goddesses, and we are
Amen.
beautiful and
Yes.
majestic. I know all of this. So, of course, you will all want to be like us. We don't have a problem with that. You want to
Just give us
worship
our credit.
us? Exactly. You want to worship us like the gods and goddesses that we know we are? By all means, you do that. Just give us credit. The same way you praise whatever God you praise to, make sure you praise to us too.
That's
Okay.
right. That's right. That
Two more things. I definitely want to discuss again something that is just mind-boggling. This entanglement red
Oh.
table talk.
Oh boy. There's some funny memes going around about that, but
I've seen. I saw. Oh, I'm just like, what? What is entanglement? First of all, when I saw that, I wanted to just go through my TV and choke Jada Pinkett. Yeah. I don't despise her. I'm not saying I'm not a fan of hers, but that right there made me think, should I be a fan? I don't know. I don't know. You know, what did you take from it? And I'll let you know what I took.
I think genuinely she, from a good place, she wanted to help him from a good place, but I guess, I guess the people are coming at her basically because they think that she, was doing it off, like, or think, or just thinking about herself. I don't know, as far as taking advantage of August and all that, but I generally do think that she was trying to help him in a from a good place, but I don't really, I don't really know. It was a lot. It was a lot that came out. I mean, honestly, August did, he didn't lie. He didn't lie about it and everything. But I don't know. I just don't know what to. I kind of feel for the family. I feel like it was a little bit of a, it was an embarrassment for them, especially with all that coming out and everything. Like, I just feel for the family, the kids, and then and all that. So
I feel for Will,
lot.
you know,
Yeah, that's true.
because I mean, unless Will smoked some skunk or Bally, his eyes was really red. He looked like he was holding back some tears. And at the end of the day, it's not just Jada that accepted August. It was the
Yeah, it was the
family.
family. Yeah, that's
It
true. It was the
was
family.
Will. It was
So
Willow. It was Jada.
I
Everyone.
think it was Jaden's friend. He was Jaden's friend at first, right? He was, I guess I was reading that they were friends, I
I don't
believe.
know.
Yeah, I'm not sure,
Probably.
but yeah.
But I think that's what hurt the most in this situation, in my opinion. And that everyone accepted this man. And yes, he was hurting, you know, he had people die in his family, people
And
betrayed him, people
he
had
was sick
abused him.
himself. He
He
was
was
sick,
sick, right? Alcoholism, depression, and he was an addict and things like that. So he's very vulnerable, and susceptible to things. And my thing with Jada is, you know, she kept saying, I don't know why this is coming out. It's been 4.5 years ago. Like, we did it, this and that. And Will's like, okay, but you brought me on here, right? So can you tell me, can you tell us, like, why? Why did it happen? And she kept going around and around and around. And Will was like, can you just tell us?
Yeah, just tell us
Can
what
you just
happened.
tell us what happened? Like, what happened? And her takeaway basically was, I didn't feel needed. And I get it, you know, a lot. I'm a behavioral therapist. I work with children, but you know, I did take courses where, you know, on marriage and things and addiction and stuff like that. And I get it. That's a lot. That's one of the main reasons why people do break up. You know, you don't feel needed. My thing is, I don't like people that use a third party to, you know, satisfy their needs to figure themselves out. You know, you knew this young man was vulnerable. You knew he was susceptible to things. And I find that to be very, very predatory and very manipulating. And you know, and she would say at in a couple of her table talks prior, like in interviews, how she genuinely does love August and how she still does. And you know, sex is sex. It's very difficult to come in between that meaningful emotional bond.
Yes.
And you just told your husband that it honestly wasn't just sex. Like, yes, you needed someone to help, and you helped him, so you felt needed and you needed to figure yourself out. But now you're basically telling him and telling the world that you're not emotionally invested in him anymore. Mm-mm. And that's what I took from it, that, you know, she wasn't. And I hear, you know, I was reading how, you know, Will did his thing, whatever, with the YouTuber, blah, 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 blah. But again, that's not someone that he invited into the home for the
to the family. Yeah. To like right? be around and yeah. Right. That's true. That is true.
That was some YouTuber or whatever. True. And the whole thing is they kept saying, oh, but we were broke. She kept saying, but we were broken up. You know, say that we're broken up. And he's like, yes, we were broken up. But I understood what Will was trying to say. Like, all right, we were broken up, but we weren't even legally separated or anything like that. Like, so what kind of breakup is that for a married couple? Not really a breakup. You know, we were taking time. You didn't come to me and say you wanted to see other people. So technically you cheated. Just say, you know, you cheated, not this entanglement nonsense. <That's true. laughs> She can't even say I was in a relationship. Yeah, I was in some entanglement. Like,
I know he corrected her too. He's like, no, a relationship.
Right. Like, yeah. Yeah, like, relationship. And she still didn't want to say it, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like she just wanted to have the upper hand and not have it seem like she was the one
that who messed did, yeah.
up. Right. And
no, she got to take this L for it. Yeah, for real.
She does. Yeah. She said it on many occasions how she didn't want to get married when she got married. You know, she felt like she got married too young. I think that was a interview her and Will had on Oprah at one point where she said she got married too young. She didn't want to get married. And Will at one point said how he, for the longest, he was fighting a battle with a dead man, you know, because she was so in love in this awe with Tupac. Again, another emotional entanglement thing.
Right. Where,
you know, and she says she never slept with him, but she was in real love with him.
Okay.
And before she could have anything with him, you know, Will came along and they started dating and things like that. I just feel like they're just two different people in two different places. And, you know, maybe in my opinion, even though I know the kids are older than what normal children would be when parents divorce, maybe, you know, they're just sticking it out until they.
Yeah, that's what I believe too. Older. And they just have like this, right. They have a partnership or their life partners or something. So they, you know, I guess it's, and I guess at the same time too, business with, you know, they have to keep up with the image as far as like, you know, it's Will and Jada, you know, you have to, they have to keep that, I guess, you know, that image up between them two and as far as them being together. So I don't know, maybe it's a little bit of that too, like business wise.
It's selfish. I'm you sorry. It is very selfish to use someone else to try to figure yourself and your relationship out or whatever and hurt someone else in the process. And people do it all the time. People do it all the time.
Agree.
Anyway, that's their life, not my life. I'm just giving my 2 cents on their life. But last thing, if you can give your younger self some advice, what would it be?
Ooh, yourself. I would, you know, tell her to not be so closed in as I went to, because I was definitely closed in that time. Love yourself more. Yeah, sort of like not be closed-minded, love myself more. Be the best that you can be, like, and live your life, the way you want to, and just to be happy overall. Just do things that make you happy, which I'm doing now, which is amazing. I'm loving like the moment that I'm in now, and turning 33 right now. Like it's I was excited for turning 33. Like I loved it. Like another age older, and the fact that I'm still here, still going through what I went through. I love me right now. So basically just telling her to just love yourself, be happy, do what makes you happy. That's really
I mean, that's some
what I
solid
would like.
advice. Of course, do what makes you happy.
Happy. Yep.
So, why don't you tell the listeners where they can, find you, maybe collaborate with you?
You can find me on Instagram. My IG handle is b_mydream_LUVHER. That's me, and my name is Brittany. So you can find me on there, reach out to me, send me a DM, if you want to talk or anything. You can reach me on there. And look out for my candles. I'll be promoting my
Yes.
candle business. Look out for that as well. Enlightened by Brit. I really do have something special there, so that'll be great. And also looking forward to doing more photo shoots, getting more pictures out, and hopefully, take it somewhere. I do would love to hit the runway one day as well, just one time, because I don't know if I can do the runway. But
All the
I
time.
would love, yeah, I would, but I would love to hit the runway at least once in my life, so that'll be great. But yes, that's all me right there. So, and just continue, follow me, continue, watch my journey as I, go through what I go through with photo shoots. And also, I'm going to be putting up more body positivity things, and also my journey with dialysis and kidney and all that. So, and I'm hoping soon to get a kidney transplant. I'm working on that. I'm looking for donors as well. My blood type is B positive. If anyone out there is willing to get tested to donate, please reach out to me as well. I'm also getting multi-listed in different states as well to also help my chances of finding donors as well. So
All
that is
right.
that.
It was a pleasure, and I am going to be looking out for that those candles. I might purchase one for somebody. You don't have a scent that I personally like, but
What's your scent? I can make it. What do you like?
vanilla.
Okay. I got you. I got you. I
See,
got
she takes personal requests, guys. Look at that.
Yes, I do. Send me, any kind of scent you want. I'll make it for you. No problem.
All right, honey. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It was lovely, lovely, lovely time talking to you.
You
I
as
loved it.
well.
Thank
Have a
you.
blessed one.
You too.